Extracts from personal letters from Sister White concerning the W. December 1, 1898 to June 21, 1899. December 1, 1898. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that you have been a prominent and influential member of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. In the providence of God, you have been led to the light to obtain a knowledge of the truth, and the education you have received in the grand temperance work in connection with your sister workers is that which you need to bring into the work for women whose hearts are softened by the Spirit of God and who are searching for the truth as for hidden treasures. For 20 years I have seen that the light would come to the women workers in the temperance lines, but with sadness I have discerned many of them becoming politicians, and that against God. They enter into questions and debates and theories of many things that they have no need to touch. Christ said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. How can they walk in opposition to his holy law, in the footsteps of the great apostate, and yet have clear, sharp discernment? The Lord does not bid you separate from the Women's Christian Temperance Union. They need all the light you can give them. You are not to learn of them, but of Jesus Christ. Flash all the light possible into their pathway. You can agree with them upon the ground of the pure, elevating principles that first brought into existence the Women's Christian Temperance Union. "I," said Christ, "send you forth as lambs among wolves." Luke 10, verse 3. If he sends his disciples on such a mission, will he not work through them to open the Scriptures to those who are in error? Cherish the fragrance of that love that Christ has revealed for fallen humanity, and by precept and example, teach the truth as it is in Jesus. Corruption extends everywhere, and the self you will meet in those who have been devoted working men and women all cause sadness. But I fear we often give up too easily. February 24, 1899. There should be every effort to reach the W. There are many souls beloved of God who can be reached if they are approached as sisters in Christ Jesus, doing what they can. There is no need to broach the Sabbath question, for this would close the door to many hearts. But come close to them. Unite with them in labor wherever it is wise to do this. This will open points of difference in regard to the Sunday law. Then explain by reading a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." The eyes of many of them are blinded. They are in honest deception. They need light upon this great question. The subject of reforms will naturally come in, and various opinions arise. But let them understand that Seventh-day Adventists will work in connection with them as far as possible in the good work they are doing, and thus give them an opportunity to become acquainted with the Sabbath-keeping people whom they are, many of them, opposing. March 25, 1899. I am so glad, my sister, you did not sever yourself from the W. You may have to sever your connection, but not yet. Not yet. Hold your place. Speak the words that are given you of God, and the Lord will certainly work with you. Do not fail, nor be discouraged, although you may see many things which you do not approve. June 21, 1899. I hope, my sister, that you will have an influence in the Women's Christian Temperance Association to draw many precious souls under the standard of truth. The Lord Jesus is drawing many souls to an examination of the truth, and you need not fail nor be discouraged. Sow beside all waters. These are good waters in which you can sow the seeds of truth, even if you do not dwell upon the features of your faith publicly, for it would not be wise to be too definite. Get the oil of grace in the conscious and unconscious influence of words spoken, revealing the fact that you have the light of life to shine forth to others in a direct, positive testimony upon subjects where you can all agree. And this will leave a telling influence. My heart is with your heart in this work of temperance. I speak upon this subject most decidedly, and it has a decided influence upon other minds.